Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get your notepad and a pen if you're able. And I want you to take notes. Amen. The Bible said, try every spirit. So I want you to try this spirit of the message, the spirit that's upon my life, and try the word of God that we're preaching. The Bible says that it is our responsibility to check the word out and check everyone out who's preaching the word. So I want to invite you to go to the word and study with me if you're able. Today we're going to take you into a message entitled, Your Life is Your Light. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That means Christians should have some good works in their lives that people can see and glorify God. Let's go now into the message already in progress. God bless you.
I got 22 scriptures that prove you can't go to heaven if you die in sin. And the grace revolution saying you can die in your sins forgiven past, present, and future. Even your future sins already forgiven. So if you happen to die in sin, they're already forgiven. Dang, in the Bible? That's in some preacher's mind and book. Dang, in this Bible, that grace revolution is a falling away. Because God, when he sent a word, bring people to repentance of sin. Go read the man book from Singapore. Go read it. He said you don't have to confess sin. One of his preachers said you can go sin, commit adultery, and you are so righteous, you're righteous even when you're sinning, you can go out to sin and just worship God. Didn't this guy say that? I ain't going to call his name because I don't know too much about him. I know a lot about him, but I ain't challenged him yet. I can't do that until I get with him. We were watching him, and I used to like this guy because he got a lot of good teaching, but then I got a hold of that Grace Revolution stuff and sat right there on TV, said, you are righteous even when you sin. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7 says, the righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. You ain't righteous if it ain't even as. You can't say you in sin and call yourself righteous. It's got to be even as. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. I ain't got nothing but the Bible. All about the Bible. If you say you abide in him, you ought to walk like him. Did he walk in adultery? Did he walk in sin? Did he walk in skeletons? Well, come on, church. Well, I should say, come on, preachers. I preach to preachers. It says, and I come with a hammer. I ain't hating on nobody. Didn't Jeremiah say it? The word like a hammer. It tear down. It destroy. Because some people say, well, that's hard. That ain't hard. He's just in the flesh. But why did God send the word like a hammer to destroy and tear down in order to build up? This is a mercy message. This is the mercy of God. Giving the church a chance for the trumpet blow. Jesus said, the scribes and the Pharisees represent the leadership of that day that's supposed to represent God. The scribes and the Pharisees represented the church of that day that's supposed to be of God. Right here in 2015, if your righteousness don't exceed this stuff out here, calling itself church, Jesus told us that you ain't no case going to get into heaven. Now, you got to make a decision. Do I really want to go to heaven? If you really want to go, let your light so shine. Last point. So the second point, first point is your light have to shine. Second point, your righteousness have to be seen. Last point, keep my commandments if you love me. Now, they're trying to say the commandments are gone. But let me tell you something, and I'm going to finish on this point. Let me tell you something. Now, I ain't teaching nothing but sound doctrine, and this church pack out and skinny out. And I personally don't care because I ain't going to change the message to try to get members. We take disciples. We don't take members. If I can't disciple a person, I ain't care nothing about no membership to make me look good. I'll go there later. There's so many doctrines in the church that's stupid, stupid, stupid. They're trying to say the commandments are gone. Under grace, the commandments are gone. Wait. Rightly divide this word. The law of Moses is gone. The old covenant is gone. Okay? If you go pay attention in the old covenant, God wrote the Ten Commandments with his own hand. Now, you think God gonna trash that? He wrote 10 things. And in the New Testament, the Sabbath day is Jesus, so we keep him every day. So we ain't talking about, you know, like the Sabbath day worshipers. Okay, so he wrote 10 things. And he inserted it in the Mosaic law. The Mosaic law was written by Moses. Go study. Moses wrote all them rituals. God gave them all, but he said, I'm going to let you write all this, Moses. No, don't touch these. These are mine. I'm going to write this. Because he had a plan. Because when the new covenant come, he knew there were going to be a lot of preachers said, oh, all of them gone. Now, we know how, what sense that make? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Tell your wife that's gone. Stupid doctrines in the church. Now, preachers preaching that because something going on. God wrote those 10 things. And he inserted them in the old covenant. When the old covenant was abolished, he took them out. And he said, this is a new covenant that I'm going to make with the house of Israel, talking about all his people, ultimately. And in the last days, I'm going to put the Mosaic law. He didn't say, I'm going to put the old covenant. He said, I'm going to put my laws in their hearts and write them in their mind. When you got born again, God... Now, if you're a Christian, been taught to break them, that God told me one day, tell them preachers that they have taught the people to break my laws. Tell them they need to repent. They owe me an apology and they owe God's people an apology. With the indication, if they don't apologize, our God will deal with them. Because he said, if you teach any man to break the least of these commandments, your name shall be called least in the kingdom of God. I don't care how many members you got in your church. If you're teaching people to break them, you're a nobody. That's the truth I'm teaching. So these laws, watch this. Tithe, 10%, tithe, was done before the law was established, right? When God established the Mosaic law, he took tithes. He said, that's a good thing. Took the tithe, inserted it in the law. That was a part of the law. When the old covenant passed, he took the tithe out and inserted it in the new covenant under love. It ain't a demanding thing. You ought to do it because you love God. Okay? Now, preachers going to preach tithe. Pay your tithes. Pay them tithes. Pay the tithe, but don't break the don't. We ain't got no law. We ain't on the law. You still on the doing right. Hypocrites. The law is still in the New Testament, and I taught it. It's on my website. You can go there. It's absolutely free. I don't charge for the word. www.someonecaresministry.org. A whole host of teaching. I got preachers calling from everywhere. And a lot of my young preachers just getting established, realizing the older preachers taught us wrong. And I taught the commandments, and I broke it down and showed you that not only are they in your heart, they in the New Testament letters under grace. So when you say you're not under the law, rightly divided, you're not under the law of Moses. You're not under the old covenant, the Mosaic law. You're still under doing right. Glory to God. Now, all right, you got it up there? Last point. Keep my commandments. Where am I? 30 minutes since you told me? Okay, let me run through this. All right, go to the next one. We don't want to that one. Okay, John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Talk all the noise you want. We even tell people talk is cheap. Well, this scripture saying to the body, talk is cheap. You can say you love me all day long. If you don't keep my commandments, you don't love me. So justification by just believing is the biggest lie sold to the church. You don't believe him until you obey what he says. Next scripture. 1 Corinthians 7:19. They said a law is gone, the laws of God. Paul says circumcision is nothing. Circumcision was in the Mosaic law. Circumcision is nothing. So this is representing the Mosaic law. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandment must be something, according to that scripture. So how you preach, preacher? We're under grace and they're gone. You're not rightly dividing this word. Come sit down at this little country preacher and let me teach your eloquent self something. And I love you. I ain't trying to offend nobody, but sometimes you have to shake people up enough to get them to think. Jesus came offending everybody. Why? Because he know when they get mad, maybe they'll think. Unfortunately, they think the wrong way. You ought to bring you to repentance because you've been wrong. Next scripture. And he did tell him, a lot of them going to come set, have to sit at the feet of the word of God before they get it. I hear messages changing in the city now because I went out all over the airways preaching and challenging false doctrine. I hear preachers who, I ain't going to tell off too much. One preacher, before I started preaching, say, don't tell me I can't go to heaven with sin. Grace is greater than my sin. Then come back out, talking about the church can't be sin-free, came back out and preached the message, my church going to be debt-free. I'm believing every one of y'all out of debt. Wait, did Jesus die for sins or debts? How you going to believe to be debt-free and then preach against being sin-free? Something wrong with the picture. Now the same preacher coming out with trying to preach holiness message. And you know what it sound like, or you know what it look like? A pretty icing cake that's molded. You got to go to the core and renounce that stuff you done preached and taught, and then come preach holiness. Don't change now because the word putting you on the spot, because I'm going to come to you. Y'all, I'm serious. I got a mission to walk in to talk to preachers. Not stir up trouble. I ain't fight nobody. I ain't going to hit nobody. The only way you see me do something physically, if you hit my wife. I heard some of these sisters at the church. Then you'll see me fight. Otherwise, for the gospel, I won't fight. I got Melvin. David. Augustus. Bear. AJ, he's out of town today. And Sister DeShondra will call you too. The Lord told me to tell them. He said, I'm going to be on some of these broadcasts with them sometime. They got, because God sent me with the scriptures. You can't get around the one God sent. I ain't boasting. I'm just talking about the Father, what he told me to do. And I'm obedient enough to do it. Now, when I get on there, he told me, now you tell them straight up. Remember when Jesus walked in the temple? And the only time Jesus hit somebody is when them preachers was misleading everybody and selling everything. Jesus whooped them out and said, a zeal of my house has eaten me up. Jesus never sinned. That was in the scripture. He said, when you go in there, make sure you tell them that first. But when you tell them now, let them know, I ain't going to hit nobody. I ain't come to fight. I just come to make a stand for the scriptures. But the zeal of his house has eaten me up. And I ain't going to fight you unless you hit my wife. I come to just talk to you about the scriptures. Then he said, quote Ephesians chapter 4 to him. The Bible give us a right to be angry. He said, be angry, but don't sin. Yes, I'm angry. I got a righteous indignation in my belly. Because there's a bear in your backyard. And so I ain't come to fight. I just come to defend the gospel. So when you see me get strong, don't think I'm in the flesh. That ain't flesh. You ain't sin because you got angry. It's what you do in that anger. So I'm angry, righteously, but I ain't going to sin. Glory to God. So I want y'all to get that straight. Everything I do, I stay inside this book. This book don't say it, I ain't doing it. Everything I'm doing today, God told me to do it and got scripture backing me. We ain't got but a couple more. I'm going to let the other go. I'm just playing, Elder. We're blessing you and your family too. Elder, look what? Elder said he all day. Hebrews 10:16. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds, and I will write them. What laws? Those Ten Commandments was put in your heart. They are not gone since we under grace. Next one. Romans 2 verse 13, I think we read this a while ago. For not the hearer of the law are just, justification by faith, that lying doctrine come down in Jesus' name. It's justification by your faith and obedience. It's what the Bible was saying. That's the faith of Christ. For not the hearer of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. I'm sorry, your message that I believe only, believe in just what he did. I'm sorry. It's unscriptural. Go to the next one, Psalm 119, 42. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is truth. Why would God throw away those 10 things when there was truth? They govern society. Why are they taking them off the walls in the schools? That's why you got so much chaos in the school and in government. You're taking these laws down that govern society. Yeah. The law can't save us, but it governs us after we're saved. Yeah. And grace help you keep them. Yeah. He said, thy law is truth. John 17:17 said, thy word is truth. So the law is his word, yeah, and it's truth. There it is in the document, and it can't be changed. So John 10:35, the scripture cannot be broken. Can't change it. Last one, Romans 3:31. We looked at it a while ago. Do we then make void the law through faith? I'm under faith. I'm walking by the faith of Christ. I'm under the grace of God. But the grace of God teach you to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly and righteously in this present world. I'm sorry for you Joseph Prince fans, but Joseph Prince lying. And the reason I can say that is the scriptures say he lying. Saying you don't have to confess sin. Go read the book. I had a prisoner write me about the sin nature gospel that this ministry sent in all over the world. And he said, I didn't get set free till I heard your teaching. He said, oh, in the sin nature, and I ordered the book to verify, but he said, in the sin nature book you wrote, talking about the other me, not me, I ain't write it. In the sin nature book, we ain't got no sin nature after the new birth either. I can prove that. But he said, in your book, The Sin Nature, on page 27, he said that you don't have to overcome sin, the flesh, and the devil to go to heaven. All you got to do is believe in what he did. The Bible said, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. So I got to unravel the lies Satan snuck in and taught through good men and bad men. This Bible said, Do we then make void the law through faith? Here's the answer, church of 2015, everybody.
God forbid.
What's the answer?
God forbid.
Come on.
Yea, we establish the law.
When you are born again and you got God's holy nature and spirit in you, and you let your lights, you've been created unto good works, and when you let your light so shine, you establish what God wrote to be true. You establish it with your life. Hence the subject. Your life is your light. Bow your heads. Father, we thank you for the word. And we thank you for making us a contender for the faith and a defender of the faith. We stand with a heart of love, speaking to the body of Christ. And Father, we remember that we too was once foolish. Lord, deceived, serving devil's lust. You delivered me from all.
Well, praise the Lord. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. But I want to thank you for taking the time to study the Word of God with us. And I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching along these lines. And we have several different topics on our audio page that you can find. We also have a watch live site that you can go to after you call for a code. And that web address is www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. www.thebrightlight.org. And if you'd like to call us, you can call us at 225-272-6647. Amen. The subject today is your life is your light. Do you not know that when Jesus Christ come to live in your life, then the light of Christ should shine through your life? And when the life of Christ shine through your life, then people will see your life as a light. Glory to God. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 8 down to verse 10, I want you to pay attention closely. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." We heard the gospel, we believed the gospel and received the gospel, and the Bible said that our salvation was not of works of righteousness which we have done, but by his mercy he saved us with the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost in the book of Titus. But now, even though this gift was given to us based upon our accepting the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is still a responsibility that comes with this free gift. After you've received this free gift, then you got to walk in the word of the living God, because as we walk in the word, we become the word made flesh. And as we live out the word of life, we become that life. Hallelujah. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it is clear, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." But I want to go on and read verse 9 and verse 10, because many times when we teach in salvation, many people stop at verse 8, but verse 9 and verse 10 is still there. And it says, "Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." Watch this. "Which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." If you're really saved, if you have really received this gift of righteousness, it comes with the responsibility to walk in the righteousness of Christ. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 7, that we shouldn't be deceived. Whosoever is righteous should be righteous even as he is righteous. We cannot claim righteousness and we are not walking in righteousness. We cannot say we living like him and we got sin in our life. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, that he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. Our walk have to be even as Jesus Christ. And we can't claim that we are righteous while we're sinning, because that's not true, and the Bible don't agree with that. Amen. We've been delivered from sin and the power of the cross and the power of the grace of God. And let me say it like this: the power of the true cross and the power of the true grace of God delivers you from sin, and it is able to keep you from sin. Glory to God. And you can live your life just like Jesus Christ. And when you begin to live the life of Christ, again, that life of Christ become the light that shows in your life. And people will see that light, amen, and they will come to God. So the Bible said we've been ordained unto good works. We're supposed to have some good works in our life. And the work is no more than walking in the word of God. The book of James, the first chapter, James said, "Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word, he is like unto a man looking into a natural glass," amen, "and looking at his natural face, and then walk away and forget what manner of man he was." So we have to look into the perfect law of liberty, which is the word of God, and walk therein. And that is the work that the Bible talks about in the New Testament. In Philippians 2, verse 12, the Bible said, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Glory to God. There is some work to do after you have been born again. And the work is living it, walking it out, talking it, so people can see Christ in your life. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. It glorifies God for you to live a righteous life. It glorifies God for you to purge all sin out of your life. Glory to God. The Bible says that nothing shall enter therein that defiles. There's a lot of teaching in the body of Christ that suggests that we can still live in sin and we can still work the works of darkness and still be righteous. But the Bible don't agree with that message in this 21st century. And I want to encourage all believers under the sound of my voice. Amen. We need to reject that type of teaching. Any cross message that says you can't stop sinning is not a true cross message. Any cross message that still say you still have a sin nature is not a cross message. Any grace message that says you don't have to confess your sins is not a grace message. The Bible says the true grace of God teaches you to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly and righteously in this present world. That is the way we need to be living. Glory to God. And in the book of Peter, the Bible said when Jesus come, he need to find us spotless and without blame. Glory to God. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 through 27, that he's coming back for a church without spot, without wrinkle, or any such thing. That is the only church that Jesus Christ is coming back for. In Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 1, you see a parable of 10 virgins. All of them was virgins. All of them was waiting on the bridegroom. But five of them went back with the bridegroom when he came, and five got left. Why? Five got left because they was foolish. They was walking in darkness, and they represent a born-again race of people that will not stop sinning, and they'll end up in a lake of fire. Glory to God. That's right, a lake of fire. The Bible said all liars will find their place in the lake. Amen. The Bible said, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints, according to Ephesians chapter 5. We got to make sure that we are walking this thing out and that we are true lights in the world, that men can see their way out of darkness. We can't have darkness in our lives as Christians and then expect to be a light to the world. No, we have to be purged of sin. Glory to God. And we have to live this thing the way the Bible has laid it out for us. The Bible says in St. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus stated, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You have to come by Jesus Christ. And again, 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, I want you to go verify this, because I'm only preaching the scriptures. And anybody that said we can't live the scriptures, there's another scripture in Luke 6:46 that said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? We can do what he say. In Matthew 7, verse 21, he said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do the will of my Father. So now back to 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. It says, if we say we abide in him, we ought to walk even as he walked. Amen. To say that we can't do this is to say that we really don't know Christ and we're really not born again. Or if we're born again, we've been indoctrinated by lies and we don't want to come out of our sin. No, the Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separated, saith the Lord. The scripture says that the sheep supposed to hear the voice of the chief shepherd. And when the chief shepherd speak, the Bible said, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, and let him that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So I want to encourage the saints under the sound of my voice, depart from iniquity, and let's be the lights in this dark world that God has called us to be. Amen. And I want you to go to our website for more free teaching. If you want to go further with this teaching and other teachings similar to this, go to www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. Glory to God. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. If you'd like to call us, you can call us at 225-272-6647. Again, that website is www.someonecaresministry.org for more free teaching. Apostle Lewis signing off, saying we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.